Sex HD1, Birmingham, Detroit, a Beasley Media Group station. Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
We can do that. 49 degrees right now. Rain rolls in later today. This afternoon, expect some showers tonight and through the morning commute. Tomorrow, the weekend, 50s expected, maybe some off and on showers. Did you tell me there's already problems on the roads? It's 6 o'clock.
What the hell is
going
on?
Spring fever, man.
You are 100% correct. It was like all hell broke loose on the east side yesterday with just random weird things happening. I'm like, yep, it's getting warmer out. M39 northbound right at 96. We have a crash blocking the left lane and the left shoulder. And then southbound 75, the entrance from the Gratiot 375 connector, there's a car on fire there.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Then we had the semi, no, the gravel truck go through somebody's house.
That was in Macomb Township by 26 Mile yesterday. Leveled it. Then we had a shooting in the Clem at the gas station.
If you don't know, Aaron is from Mount Clemens, so that is like, so that was right around the corner, not from you, but by the police station, right?
And the courthouse.
Well, that makes more sense. And you're not ever going to shoot somebody, but if you're going to, you want to make sure you can get everything taken care of in a couple blocks. So it's like one shot shopping, right? They just bang, and then I'm going to go to jail, and then I'm going to be arraigned. So they did all that there.
One storm. One stone.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, one slug. That would be the correct term.
Well, no, the guy went in there to rob the gas station, and I guess the attendant wasn't having it, and...
shot him.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened. We call that Wednesday in the Clem. It's also the name for Aaron's new album. All right, what's coming up in sports?
NFL fans will be glued to the tube tonight for the draft, and Tigers back in action against the Red Sox. I'll tell you how they did.
If you're a germaphobe, you don't like double dippers.
God, Laura, that sounds good. CSX, Big Jim's house, 619. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. 48 degrees right now. Rain rolls in later today. Gonna be cloudy all day, though. 62 for a high. You expect some showers tomorrow morning as well. And the weekend in the 50s. Problems on the road, Aaron?
We still have a crash working to clear left shoulder, left lane, northbound M39 right there at the 96 connector. And we did have a car on fire right there at the southbound entrance from Gratiot 375. The fire's been put out, and they're getting that all cleared out of the way.
This guy, if you're not watching Jeopardy, holy crap. James Holzhauer, this guy, he's over, what's he at, 1.1 million now in wins?
Yeah, he surpassed the 1 million mark Tuesday night.
Right, and then he won again last night. So he's at 1,135,175 bucks. Holy crap. Now, if you want to see just some of the stats behind this, we've got video of this guy and everything you need to know. If you're not following Jeopardy Guy, we'll send it to you. The keyword is...
game.
What blows me away is how he completely destroys everybody in this game. There's on his streak, and you'll see it on there, he's only gone one time to Final Jeopardy with a chance of somebody else beating him. They call them runaway games. He's had 14 runaway games out of 15.
He'll just sweep a whole entire category.
And how he does, if you guys watch this, we love talking about it, 248-398-WCSX. The way he jumps around the board, isn't there like some crazy science to it? He's looking for daily doubles and stuff.
Yeah, he has a strategy. So he goes for the $1,000 clues right at the beginning of the game. And then instead of like trying, how most people go, you know, songs for 100, he'll go right for the big ones. And then he will try to get the daily doubles, and he'll risk everything.
Yeah, and when you watch him, like, I think it was 70 grand last night, and they were joking that was low. That was low for him last night, just to hit the 70,000. So here's an example. This is one of the categories from last night. Check him out.
What day is that song to?
Rebecca Black went viral with this song. James.
What is Friday?
Friday, correct.
Song 16?
Boomtown Rats song, in which I want to shoot the whole day down. James.
What is I Don't Like Mondays?
Yeah.
Song 12?
Sam Cooke faced another one. James.
What is Saturday Night?
Yes.
Song 8?
There's many lost, but tell me who has won, asks this U2 song. James again.
What is Sunday Bloody Sunday?
Yes.
Song 400?
Goodbye, this title of a number one hit by the Rolling Stones. James.
What is Ruby Tuesday?
You know your songs and your days.
Good God.
Well done.
You can hear him clicking.
They said that's part of it. We'll get you. I'm telling you, you will go down a rabbit hole when you start reading about this guy and all this stuff. Is that him clicking on the other people going, you stupid jerk, there's no way, why am I going to...
This is insane.
I think it's the other people, because I posted the interview he did with Van Pelt from ESPN on that page.
Okay.
And he talks about his strategy with the buzzer and everything. It's amazing. This guy is just...
You want to know my strategy with the buzzer, B? I'd hit him with it. I would knock his ass out, because you are not going to beat... I would club him like a harp seal. Bam! And like, and that would be it, man.
You and I were talking about this off air. If you're competing against this guy, what do? You're not going
to
win.
You just flip people off, try to get kicked off the show, dump the podium over, start yelling at people, just blurting out really horrible things when they give you the categories.
Pretend it's that SNL skit.
Exactly. Just come up, just start talking like Sean Connery and just destroy the whole game, man. It's unreal what this guy is doing right now. So if you want to watch it and see some of the stats, too, I'm telling you, you'll go down a rabbit hole with this post, but we're giving you fair warning. Text us. The keyword is...
game.
I'll play your game, Trebek.
Big Jim's House Money gives you a chance to win $1,000 five times a day and a special one-time $10,000 giveaway. But first, you'll need the all-new WCSX app to win. Download the WCSX app right now by texting the word app to our request line at 248-398-WCSX. That's APP to 248-398-9278.
CSX Big Jim's House, 639, 48 degrees right now. Rain rolling in later today in 62. And then maybe some morning showers tomorrow. Weekend looking in the 50s. Issues on the road there, Aaron?
Actually, the earlier problem we had on the Southfield has been cleared, but we picked up a new problem. Southbound 275 at 6 Mile, left shoulder, right lane, right shoulder block due to a crash.
Oh, Rolling Stones have this new, it's a greatest hits, but it's got live tracks on it. I love when they do this. It's called Honk. You can get it in vinyl and everywhere, you know, however you get your music. But they've really done a cool job of putting up some live tracks as well that go back, maybe some of them 4 or 5 years. Florence and the Machine, she's from there. Brad Paisley, they is doing Dead Flowers with him in Philly, which sounds great. But this one, now, we've posted it. We're going to see if you're right. If you want to check it out, we'll text you. The keyword is...
Stones.
So listen closely. The first voice you hear, obviously, is Mick. See if you can figure out who jumps in on this song. Check it out. Listen to the whole song. We got it from the Stones. It's legal. We'll post it up there. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
Stones.
Can't play the original one.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Stones and Biatch. He does say it that way in the song at one point. Listen, he will. I'm telling you, he does. He does. Hey, coming up at right at 7 o'clock, right about 10 minutes from now, we will have for you the music of Queen with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra at Meadowbrook, something for the entire family. We will do that for you. 649, welcome into Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Problems on the roads this morning, Aaron?
We do have one crash working to clear right now. Southbound 275 at 6 Mile. It's blocking the right lane, right shoulder, and the left shoulder. It looks like emergency crews are on the scene.
Rain rolling in later today, probably tonight, 62 for a high. Rain tomorrow morning, 62. Weekend, 50s, scattered showers, as we're looking at right now. You know, it gives me more time to just do what I do. Macho man. It's really tough pressing the buttons this morning after doing what I did yesterday. Macho man, woo! Yeah. Replaced the toilet in the house yesterday all by myself. Macho man, yeah. In under an hour. Macho
man, yeah. I'm going to confirm those details with your wife.
Well, she knows, because you know how she knows? Because when I was done replacing the toilet in under an hour... left every single tool I use laying in the bathroom. Do you know why men do this, Aaron?
Why?
And any woman or man who's listening right now, is because we want you to acknowledge what we've done. Macho, macho man, yeah. It's a fact. I need affirmation. I'm telling you're looking at me like, hold on. Ryan, Do you do that too?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, she doesn't ever think that I'll remember to empty the dishwasher. So before she comes home, I leave it open. So when she gets home, she can see that it's completely empty.
See?
What?
Every guy does this. When we do anything around the house that we want you to notice that we did something, if I take the trash out, I will leave the lid up. I'm not kidding. We all do this. Guys all do this. You think I'm crazy? We seriously do this. You don't do that as women?
No.
Okay.
We just do what we have to do because we don't need accolades.
Hey, Ryan, I love you.
I love you too, Jim.
Pathetic.
It's not pathetic.
It is.
It's not. We all do it. That's why I don't flush the toilet. Too far?
A little bit.
All right. Okay. Anyway, if you want to call and say, great job, Jim, you can. Aaron's not going to say it.
Damn right.
94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's House, 709. Problems on the roads this morning, Aaron?
We have a big problem. Southbound 275, it's right at 6 Mile. It's blocking the right lane, right shoulder, left shoulder as well, and it looks like there's quite a bit of a delay in that area.
All right, 48 degrees right now, getting up to around 62. Rain rolls in later today. You expect some morning showers tomorrow, mid-60s the weekend, 50s with some scattered showers on Saturday night. Now, our City of the Week, of course, we've been celebrating one of our favorite cities. That would be the one and only Sterling Heights.
Sterling Heights!
Yay! So, Donnie and Joel go out every week, and they do these amazingly fun videos for City of the Week. Well, they decided if there's one thing that needs a little attention in Sterling Heights...
The Golden Butthole.
Now, if you don't know what that is, it is called the Golden Halo by the City of Sterling
Heights. The city wants you to call it that, but we all call it...
The Golden Butthole.
It's an art installation that's supposed to represent the Golden Corridor in the whole shopping area off of M59.
So Donnie and Joel went out and went to clean it yesterday. We'll tell you what the police said after we play a little clip of it. Now, if you want to see the video of Donnie and Joel cleaning...
The Golden Butthole.
We'll send it to you because we're that kind of show. 248-398-WCSX, the keyword is...
Clean.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like everybody's just trying to hammer this thing all over town. And we're like, well, let's go do something good. So Joel's already working on cleaning.
It's funny how quickly this thing got a little dirty. The dirt collects toward the bottom for some reason.
Oh, my God. So, one part you don't see in the video, but we were told that while they were cleaning the Golden Butthole yesterday, some of Sterling Heights, the finest, pulled up and said, hey, what are you guys doing to our butthole on their son's speaker? Come on, if the police are calling it that, that's the name of it. Again, if you want to see it, we'll text it to you. Keyword is...
Clean.
CSX Big Jim's House, 722. Some problems on the roads this morning, Aaron V.
We have a couple problems. We have a crash southbound I-275. It's right there at 6 Mile. It was blocking the right lane and the right shoulder. They have moved it over, and it looks like it's in the clearing stages, but still big delays. And then also northbound 75, right at West Road, left lane, left shoulder, right shoulder blocked. That crash just happened a couple minutes ago.
Okay, rain rolls in later today, 62 for a high. Some morning showers tomorrow and a low 60s the weekend. 50s both days, maybe some rain on Saturday night. If you are a fan of trivia, we're going to do a whole night of nothing but a live trivia game at the Emerald Theater on May 23rd. Now, if you got your team of four people and you want to go, can we do this? Let's do this. We're going to pay for you.
Oh, okay.
Let's pick up the tab for a team. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. You and three friends, join us. We're going to have a whole night of trivia and fun. Seriously, we'll pay for it. Just call now, and we'll pick up the tab. Now, we call it Battle of the Burbs Live because that's the game that we play three times a week, Aaron.
But it's trivia. It is live trivia with a chance to win $1,000. Just for playing, though, this is the cool part. You're going to get a limited Battle of the Burbs t-shirt.
Yes.
From CSX. You're going to get tickets to see Eddie Money and your first drink. We're going to pay for that, too.
Right. $10 per person, $40 for your team. Of course, space is going to be limited as well. But if you don't get through now, we're going to comp somebody's team. You just text us. The keyword is...
Trivia.
Yes. You guys ready? You ready to play? I'm nervous about this, man.
Why?
Because I'm not good at trivia.
Well, I said it the other day. You only need one smart person on your team.
You're the Jeopardy player in the room. That's why the East Side always wins a Battle of the Burbs. So, yeah, this is going to be a ton of fun, though, man. But spots are going to fill up quick, so we will get our players And we're going to pick up a team. I think it's Annette. We'll go talk to her next, all right?
Okay.
You ready? Are you going to be our smart person on our team?
No.
Oh, what the hell?
When I was 22, I got involved in the Russian Mafia.
CSX Big Jim's House, 740. Rain rolling in later this afternoon. Plenty of clouds today, though. 62 showers tomorrow morning. Low 60s. Weekend looking 50s. Maybe some rain on Saturday night. Roads, how are they looking, Aaron?
That earlier crash southbound 275 at 6 Mile has been cleared out of the way, but now I'm starting to see a slow go on 96 eastbound headed into the Novi area. So just keep that in mind. And also, 94 right there where the 696 connector is, because of construction, it looks like it's jamming up a little bit.
We are going to have one big old night of trivia at the Airbook Theater. Thousands of dollars in prizes, but we're just going to have fun, man. We want to come out and hang out with you. It's our Battle of the Burbs, nothing but a night of trivia. And we say we would pick up the tab for somebody. You're paying, right?
I'm broke.
Okay.
As usual.
Our boss is picking up the tab. Who's this?
Hey, Big Jim, it's Annette from East Point. How you doing?
Hi, Annette.
Hey, Annette. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
All right, we're going to pick up the tab for you. So your team, you're in.
Great, thank you.
Who's going to be on your team? You got any idea your other three people?
Sure, my husband and two good friends of ours.
Okay, do you have a team name yet? Have you worked that out?
No, okay. But I will get one.
East Pointers.
The East Points. I'll figure something out. Okay. I'll have one by the time we're there.
Okay.
So who would be considered the smart person on the team? I'm going to say you.
My husband.
No, oh, really?
Husband. Oh, he's the ringer.
Yes, okay. he's very smart.
All right. So everybody else, all you got to do is text us. The keyword is
trivia.
And we will see you there, Annette. Looking forward to it.
Great. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
CSX Big Jim's House, 751. Coming up in just a second, we will explain
pow-yow
what that means. But first, out to the roads. What's going on, Aaron V?
We have a pow-yow. Eastbound on 96 at Warren Avenue. Left shoulder, left lane. Left center lane, right center lane. All blocked due to a crash. I'm going to try and figure out what's going on there because it looks like it's getting pretty bad.
Pow-yow.
Rain rolling in a little bit later on today. 62 for a high. Rain tomorrow morning. Again, low 60s weekend. Mid-50s, and maybe some rain on Saturday. It makes you say,
Bye-ya.
Now, why are we talking about this? I was thinking about this because you had mentioned yesterday in your hometown, Mount Clemens, we had that, was it the convenience store? No, it was gas station, right?
Gas station right there at Church and Gratiot. Some dude went in there with a mask, tried to rob the people in the store and the gas station attendant, and he wasn't having it, and Bye-ya. Shot him.
So, we didn't put any crap in Mount Clemens, and old people in Florida don't put any crap at people when they break into their house. This old woman, she decided to take, well, she'll talk about it. Now, we'll send you the entire story because you got to see Grandma. The keyword is
bat, B-A-T.
Listen closely.
I grabbed my bat, I braced myself, I took that bat and hit him upside a pow-yow. He said, oh! He got a big knot on his head. He was in his drawers. He didn't have no shoes on, no shirt, or nothing. He better be glad I didn't have a gun, because I would have shot him. But this is my gun right here, because I was going pow-yow. Pow-yow.
Greatest grandma in the world. In the world. We love
pow-yow.
What are you having? Instead of paella, it's
pow-yow.
And she, just, man, there's so much. There's more to it, too. Again, I see people texting in 24398WCSX. The keyword is
bat.
And she sounds just like the grandma from, you know.
Come on, Clinton. Come on. Come over here. Come on in here. What's your walk? Come over. Then you're going to lift back. You walk over, but you lift back.
The best part about this whole video is her reenacting how it all went down with the bat.
Oh, that's right.
Bye-ya.
That's why you have to watch the video. It's fantastic. She grabs the bat and she's like, and then it went like this.
Bye-ya.
And then it went like that.
Bye-ya.
248-398-WCSX. The keyword is bat, or it could also be
bye-ya.
So does traffic. We'll get to traffic in just a second here, get you updated here. But a reminder about the keyword for Big Jim's House Money.
You still have time. Yep, 7 minutes to get in the keyword, which is money, M-O-N-E-Y. Put that in the WCSX app, and you can walk away with $1,000 in our company-wide contest.
What's going on the roads this morning?
We have a crash eastbound 96 at Warren. It's blocking the left shoulder, left lane, left center lane, and it looks like it's really jammed in that area. And also, if you're coming in 696 headed into the Novi area, it looks like it's really congested all through Farmington Hills, Southfield. And the 696 connector to 94, that whole area, because of construction, looks pretty slow as well.
Cloudy, as you can see outside right now. Rain rolls in later on today. Could be heavy times later on tonight. 62 for a high. Rain tomorrow morning as well, and 62 on Friday. Your weekend, 50s. Maybe some more showers on Saturday night. Okay. I was reading about this app, Bumble. It's a dating app, right?
Okay.
Our resident young guy, producer Ryan's waving at me. Hold on. Oh, you know what this is? So what is Bumble again?
It's just like where you can swipe and find somebody that's attractive or whatever, but the woman has to initiate the conversation with the man, not the other way around.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of cool. Gives you a little more control, because you and I are talking about in the studio. I don't know, ladies, are you listening right now? How many unwanted pictures and invites and things do you get on all the social media platforms? It's crazy.
It's constant.
You just get bombarded. So what they've done is they've come with something called Private Detector.
Okay.
Which means if you send a picture of...
Mm-hmm, of your bits?
Yes. That it notifies them. It doesn't send the picture. It blocks them out. Lets you know who sent it as well, so you can out them. It's a good idea.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's called Private Detector. So on this app, we do have there's a certain notification that you get as well, which I think is really smart. So you know when you're on the Bumble app that someone sent you an inappropriate picture. You have to listen closely because it's a little different sound to it.
You have one new message.
Long way to get there. Yeah, we did that. It's Big Jim's house. Wow.
It's time for Tickets on the 20.
Did I win the ticket?
In Big Jim's house.
What a cool show. And you'd actually put up some new music from Sammy Hagar in the Circle, right?
Yeah, it's their new single, and if you want to have the video sent right to your phone, just text the keyword Sammy, S-A-M-M-Y, to 248-398-9279. But call right now, and you'll get tickets to see Sammy Hagar in the Circle at Pine Knob, May 22nd. Tickets are on sale at the venue box office, 3&3 Presents and Ticketmaster.com. Caller 31-248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. Good morning.
Are you ready for a great day, Detroit?
I'm Alicia Smith from 7 Action News.
Aaron on her bike. CSX Big Jim's house, 837. What's going on the roads there, Aaron V?
Eastbound I-96 still have that problem at Warren Avenue. Now, it has been moved off to the left shoulder, but plenty of delays there. Also, 696 coming through the Farmington Hills area looks pretty congested, and southbound 75 coming through Royal Oak into downtown looks like there's pockets of very slow traffic.
All righty. Rain rolling in, 62 for a high today, 62 tomorrow, some morning showers as well, and then the weekend 50s. You love trivia? We love trivia. We love it so much. We're going to do an entire night of nothing but trivia. I'll tell you what. Can we do another team?
Want to do another one?
Is the boss your call? Because the boss isn't here yet, so we can do this. All right.
Let's do it.
248-398-WCSX.
Do it now.
We're going to do it. We'll do it live.
Do it live.
Thanks, Bill. 248-398-WCSX. We will cover the cost of your team, which isn't that much, but we'll pick it up just in our way of saying thank you for being part of Big Jim's house every morning. This is all called Battle of the Burbs Live, and here's the deets.
Okay, so we're picking up the tab, but everyone on your team's going to get a limited edition Battle of the Burbs t-shirt from CSX, which is really cool. You're going to get tickets to see Eddie Money this summer, and we're going to buy your first drink.
Bada bing. Now, if you don't get through, or we don't get you for the free one, don't worry about it. There's still some room left. All you got to do is text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
trivia.
How much would you be willing to pay for this? $100, $200, $500? No. $10 a person, that's it.
And you have a chance to win $1,000, and there's going to be all kinds of other prizes throughout the evening. It's going to be so much fun. It's trivia, people. Come on.
Dude, man, this is it. Just 8:49. This gets us all pumped up for trivia, man. We're not at trivia at the Emerald Theater, May 23rd. You got plenty of time to plan this out, man. It's going to be a blast. Nothing but wall-to-wall trivia. The grand prize, of course, being
$1,000.
Seriously. It's 700%. We got a ton. We got thousands of dollars. Honestly, thousands of dollars set aside. But we just want to have a freaking party and just blow it out. We're calling it Battle of the Burbs Live, May 23rd. Now, we said, because our boss JT isn't here yet, that we would pay for a team. Is it Sharon? Yeah. Hey, Sharon, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're good.
Are you a fan of trivia?
I'm not, but my husband is.
Okay, you're going to bring him. He's your ringer. You got to have one ringer on every team, so he's the guy?
Oh, no, I got a couple ringers.
Oh.
Look at you already preparing.
Yeah, I got a couple ringers.
Okay, so who's on your team? Because we're gonna pick up the $40. We got you covered, Sharon.
Sweet.
All right, so who's on your team then?
I think we're going to be the East Point Smarties.
Nice.
That's a good one.
The East Point Smarties. We got a couple teams from East Point this morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
My team name is Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner.
Hell yeah.
Like that one. That's a good one. Someone's going to steal that one. All right. Hey, Sharon, hold on. We're going to put you through to producer Ryan. We'll get all your info, but you are in. Everybody else, all you got to do is text us. Keyword is...
trivia!
And then you're playing for second because Sharon thinks she's going to win the grand, right?
We're winning.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I like the confidence. I like it.
Hold on.
Like Aaron said, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
From cruising to water...
CSX Triple Shot Thursday rolls along in Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Okay, we're going to play Three from the Stones. Quick reminder, if you didn't catch it earlier this morning and you want to hear the Rolling Stones with one of the biggest frontmen in the world, it's from their new Honk live/best of CD. We'll send it to you. The keyword is
Stones. This album is really, really cool because there's all sorts of celebrity guests on there.
Ed Sheeran's on there, Brad Paisley, Florence from Florence and the Machine, and the other person. Well, it's their version of Bitch. You got to check it out. And coming up next, speaking of celebrities, Aaron, what do Aaron and Fergie have in common? We'll explore.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.